Think Beyonce and Jay-Z, but for marketing, it isn't brand versus CTA, it's brand and CTA, the ultimate power couple. ROI has become the love language of every finance team. If it's not measurable, it's not working. You want your business to feel like Apple, but also get sales like it's Boxing Day at JB Hi-Fi. Don't choose between brand and call to action, choreograph them together. Think of it like this. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Now, today's topic might feel like one of those never-ending business debates, right up there with, do we really need that many meetings? And who took my lunch from the fridge? But it's a big one. Brand or call to action? Where should your next marketing dollar go? Should you build a brand that people love or just throw out a juicy offer and hope people click before they forget you exist? In this episode, we're digging into why this tension exists, what happens when we swing too far in either direction, and how to strike a balance that doesn't just work, it wins. So whether you're a founder, a CMO, or the poor soul doing social media customer service and unblocking the office printer, this one's for you. So let's start with why this tension exists. So let's be real. We're in a time where ROI has become the love language of every finance team. If it's not measurable, it's not working, right? You want to build a brand, but you also want to see some results. You want your business to feel like Apple, but also get sales like it's Boxing Day at JB Hi-Fi. So what? We do too. We start leaning hard into sell, sell, sell mentality. We start running ad after ad that says, buy now, click here, act fast, which, let's be honest, starts to sound more like a telethon than a brand strategy. Meanwhile, brand building gets pushed to the side like the office birthday cake that no one's quite sure is gluten-free. But here's the rub. If you only focus on everything being a sell, you'll burn out your audience. If you only focus on brand, you'll end up beautifully positioned with no customers. So let's flip the script. The question isn't brand or call to action. It's how do we make them dance together without stepping on each other's toes? So let's look at what happens when things go off balance. It's like brushing your teeth with a hammer. Technically, you're doing something, but probably not too useful. Lean too far into demand, sure, you'll get clicks, but suddenly your audience starts ghosting you like a bad Tinder date. You become that brand that always has a 40% off sale, and no one believes your full price was even real to start with. So let's be honest. If your creative starts feeling like leftover stock photos from 2011, we need to flip it. All brand and no action, you've got beautiful video content that wins awards at marketing conferences, but doesn't sell a thing. Your CFO is asking, so did we just spend $30,000 on a vibe? And worst of all, you drive awareness straight into the arms of your competitor. I see brands running the most cinematic campaigns ever. Think Hollywood level, visuals, poetic voiceover, the whole shebang. But guess what they forgot? No actual call to action. No book now. No learn more. Not even a friendly, hey, we exist over here. Come say hello. So what do people do when they're lost? What do they do when they're not clear? They Google the category. And guess what? Their competitors have call to actions ready and waiting. Ouch. You feel that? Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Okay, so I've broken down what not to do, and here's where we flip the script. It isn't brand versus CTA, it's brand and CTA, the ultimate power couple. Think Beyonce and Jay-Z, but for marketing, brand is what people remember when the ads stop running. Call to action is what gets them to do something now. If you're thinking, do I have brand without my CTA engine running? Ask yourself this. If I stopped all paid media today, everything you're boosting, everything that you are paying per click, would people still know who we are and what we stand for? And if you're not screaming hell yes at the screen right now, it's time for a little rebalance. So here's the good stuff. The habits of the smart cookies who get this right. Strategy first. We always say this. If you're a regular on this show, you'll know we always talk about strategy first. You can't duct tape your way to good marketing. Start with positioning. If your brand is about premium care, don't run back-to-back fire sales that scream desperation. When you're creating content, think conversion. You can have gorgeous design and strong calls to action. It's not oil and water. It's espresso and oat milk. Delicious, but only if you get the balance right. You're going to need a balanced channel mix. Run your retargeting ads, sure, but don't forget the long game. Organic content, PR, thought leadership, these build brand trust, otherwise you're just screaming into the void. And always measure more than clicks. Start asking, are people organically searching for us? Do they actually remember our name? Or just that we look like every other ad on the internet? Track brand lift, not just cost per click. Team alignment, your sales team, CEO, your agency, your partners, your creatives, all of them should be able to explain your brand in one clear sentence. If not, it's not a campaign problem, that's a leadership problem. Now look, I'm not here to pitch. Okay, maybe just a tiny pitch. But like the kind with no pressure and a good snack table. The truth is, sometimes it just takes an outside perspective to spot what's going on, what's broken. Great agencies ask the questions you've been avoiding, like, are we leading with who we really are? Is our call to action serving the strategy or hijacking it? And would you click on your own ad if you saw it in the wild? If that last one stung, it might be time to phone a friend. So here's your takeaway. Don't choose between brand and call to action. Choreograph them together. Think of it like this. Your brand is the emotional why. Your call to action is the tactical how. Let the brand build loyalty. Let the call to action drive movement. Let them work like a beautifully synced pair of marketing tap dancers with jazz hands and conversion metrics to wrap up. Now, here's your homework. What I want you to do is this. Take a look at the last three campaigns that you ran. Can you spot your brand voice in them? Do they sound similar? Are they all saying something different in a different way? Does it sound like you? Is it actually something that this business will produce? Does it sound authentically like you, or does it sound like something your competitor wrote? Or did you just rip it straight out of ChatGPT? Is there a clear, compelling next step? Is it clear? The one action that you want people to take after they have consumed it? And obviously, does it feel like you? Or just something your agency Frankenstein together under duress? And if you're not loving what you see, don't worry. Let's chat. We're here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.